Good afternoon, everyone. As our moderator mentioned, my name is Martine Holton, and on behalf of my colleagues this afternoon, I'm excited to talk to you about introducing medical methods for abortion-related services and tell you about our experience with a pilot program in Tigray, Ethiopia. I have no relationships to disclose. In developing countries, the reality is that many women cannot access safe abortion services when they need it. They are limited by the legal status of abortion in the country, and since legal restrictions on abortion do not affect its incidence, many women are forced to seek unsafe abortions, the consequences of which account for 13% of maternal deaths worldwide. Where they do exist, safe abortion services often do not reach outside of urban centers, making rural and poor women the most at risk for unsafe abortions and also less likely to get the post-abortion care that they need. Services in general are limited by human and financial resources. Medication methods of safe termination and treatment of incomplete abortion have the potential to expand safe abortion services. They are effective, easy to use, and highly acceptable to women. Most importantly, they enable services to go where they have not been before because they do not require special equipment or training. Given the dearth of supply, training, and skill with MVA and other surgical methods, medication abortion presents an opportunity to reach more women by filling the gaps where these services cannot reach. Therefore, the use of medication for abortion-related services posits an opportunity for task shifting to mid-level providers and service expansion to the lowest levels of the healthcare system that lack the capacity for surgical interventions. While today I'm going to be talking about comprehensive abortion care, it's important to note that misoprostol is as effective as MVA for the treatment of incomplete abortion, and so also presents an opportunity in countries where abortion is highly restricted for post-abortion care. As I mentioned, today I'm going to be sharing our experiences with a pilot program in northeastern Ethiopia that expanded access to safe abortion services through the introduction of medication methods. As you can see, with the second largest population in sub-Saharan Africa, coupled with high fertility and low contraceptive use, realistic access to safe abortion and increased contraceptive uptake is paramount to reduce the burden of maternal deaths in Ethiopia. And just to paint a picture of where we're talking about, this is taken outside of a health post in the Tigray region of Ethiopia where our project was. And it is a 3-hour journey on foot, which is the most common mode of transportation to reach the nearest health center. So to bring services closer to the women, Venture Strategies partnered with the Tigray Regional Health Bureau and the Bixby Center at the University of California, Berkeley, to introduce a comprehensive abortion care program in the Tigray region. The aim was to provide safe, high-quality services close to the women to reduce the number of unplanned pregnancies and unsafe abortions. The pilot program was comprehensive in that it provided a full range of abortion-related services and family planning services and involved all levels of the healthcare system, including into the community via health posts. So, as I mentioned, the strategy is comprehensive and in several ways. First of all, it pulled together four disparate but hitherto existing services into one cohesive strategy, and that was safe termination, treatment of incomplete abortion, contraceptive services, and referral. In addition, it introduced CAC services into the lowest level of the healthcare system at the health post, and also included all levels of providers, including the lowest level government health providers, which is the health extension worker. It also built capacity in the full range of services by including medication methods. And so this slide summarizes the medical services according to our protocol. The services with a check mark are services outlined per the technical and procedural guidelines for safe abortion services in Ethiopia. In 2005, the criminal code was revised and increased the number of circumstances where a woman could receive a safe termination. You'll note that we expanded services where you see the X, and that shows where we expanded services down to the health post level, closer to the women and in the community. And the areas in green are where we introduced medication methods. And so that shows an expansion of services while they were pre-existing at that level of facility, at least on the books. It increased the pool of providers able to provide the services by introducing medication methods. And as I mentioned, we were in the Tigray region of Ethiopia, which is in the northwest, and we were at 4 hospitals, 9 health centers, and 20 health clinics. Data sources included service delivery data from client records, both at the initial visit and at the follow-up visit. And we also conducted exit interviews with women who returned for the follow-up visit. So between July 2009 and December 2010, about 4,300 women sought safe abortion services. You'll see that most came to the hospitals, and that reflects both the larger catchment areas and also the fact that these were referral points, so they were receiving clients from lower levels that had complicated cases. The low number seen at the health post reflects both that it had a shorter implementation period, it was only done for 12 months instead of the longer amount of time, and also the fact that these are very rural locations with much smaller populations of 5,000 for their catchment area. We conducted exit interviews with about 2,200 women. This provides a picture of the socio-demographic profile of the women seeking safe abortion services at these pilot sites. As you can see, as I mentioned, being more in the more rural areas, women coming to the health posts were more likely to be illiterate, married, or live farther away from the health facility, while those at health centers and hospitals more likely to be single, more likely to be literate, and live closer by. In general, most of the pregnancies were unplanned. Most of the services provided were for safe termination. The treatment of incomplete abortion and treatment of intrauterine fetal death seen at the hospitals again reflects that these were referral centers receiving complicated cases. And at the health post, these were most likely women that interfered with their pregnancy and were unaware that another means of safe termination existed at the health facility. Now this is where we get into the task shifting part. Most abortion-related services at the health centers and hospitals were performed by nurses, both for safe termination and for treatment of incomplete abortion. And when we stratify by health facility level, we see that even at the hospital level, and in fact in particular at the hospital level, that most of the services were provided by nurses. And while most of the nurses were trained in MVA prior to the project, in general, higher-level providers more often were providing those services. And after the introduction of medication methods, nurses are now providing the majority of services, enabling clinical officers and doctors to focus on the more advanced interventions and complicated cases. And this also has implications in terms of savings at the health facility and at the health facility level. When I visited these facilities and spoke with providers, it was really interesting because many spoke of this natural division of labor that had occurred with nurses taking the uncomplicated cases at low gestational age and treating them with medication methods and saving those complicated cases with higher gestational age for the doctors and the clinical officers. Okay, the blue and red bands here together are the two medication methods, and so you can see that medication methods were used most often both for safe termination and treatment of incomplete abortion. And since those methods were unavailable prior to this project, it shows a quick adoption of the methods and a quick shift to medication methods. Overall, success rates were quite high for medication methods, both for safe termination and for treatment of incomplete abortion. Misoprostol for safe termination resulted in slightly lower success rates, but the confidence interval overlaps with the combined method, so the difference is insignificant. Excuse me. Also of note is that most of the women who received a medication method and did not result in a successful termination for either regimen were given an additional dose of misoprostol. Lastly, showing some family planning adoption post-procedure. Unfortunately, there was a low response rate, so we don't know whether or not those women received a contraceptive method. But of those that did, injectables were the contraceptive of choice. Overall, satisfaction was quite high. Most women would choose to have the procedure done at the same level facility in the future and would rate their overall experience as good at 98 to 100%. However, when we look at the different acceptability measures by the level of provider, we see some interesting differences. In general, women who were treated by a health extension worker reported higher satisfaction compared to doctors, health officers, and nurses. And definitely of note was that women reported that they were less prepared for the procedure if they had been treated by a doctor. So in summary, what we were able to accomplish is through including more facilities, being able to provide safe abortion services, and having more providers both at these new facilities and at existing facilities being able to provide services, we have the impact of increased access and bringing the services closer to women. So in conclusion, introducing medication methods increases access to abortion-related services by allowing providers and facilities without surgical capacity to provide services. And delegating abortion-related services to lower-level providers and providing these services at lower-level facilities has the potential to lower cost of the healthcare system, improve access to services, reduce referrals, and alleviate burden on women and their families. So, thank you.